Tread lightly, live simply, love deeply. In essence, I suppose that's the message from this meeting to all pilgrims and to all people of any faith who are journeying through life towards their final spiritual destination. Treading means travelling on foot, jetting into tourist destinations for a quick visit to a mosque, church or temple is simply not the same as walking to a sacred site. Treading lightly also means thinking about the many other ways we can use less energy and water, buy local produce and cut down or recycle waste to support local economies. The hope is that if we do this during a pilgrimage to a sacred site, we just might develop the habit and continue to think more about our carbon footprint when we return to our homes, as the new Green Hajj Guide for Muslims suggests. Live Simply, as the London-based Catholic agency CAFOD proposed some years ago, is a movement that is gaining ground, especially in the current economic climate, and is an integral part of the rich social teaching of the Church. It means asking critical questions of our hectic consumer culture and realising that our choices and lifestyles have an impact on people and places many thousands of miles away. And living simply means realising we just don't have the natural resources to support a growing and developing population in the kind of wasteful Western lifestyles where obesity and diet-related diseases stand in stark contrast to the hunger and poverty in other parts of the world. And love deeply. Well, that goes to the heart of all our faith traditions, doesn't it? Where justice and peace among peoples is based on the loving, respectful relationship between Creator and all of creation. Not ignoring the differences of our rich and varied spiritual traditions, but rather, as the organisers of this meeting hope, drawing on the wealth of that ancient wisdom to preserve and protect our earth for future generations. In Assisi, I'm Philippa Hitchin.